Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. But when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, under the law. Galatians 4, verse 4. God sent his son, made of a woman. That's W-O-M-A-N. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the opportunity that has been given to us. We thank you, God, for the first and the second and the third chance that you have given us, God, to get it right. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing, O God, that you have allowed us to receive, O God. We thank you, God, for this very moment, this very second, O God, that only you can give us. We want to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, God. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you, God. If it had not been for him, we would all be lost. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We know that so much is going on all around the universe. But we know that you hold us, oh, God. You hold us in the palm of your hands. And we just say thank you, God. Thank you, Master. We know that there's a lot of killings, a lot of suicides. Oh, there's so much that is going on, God. But we know, God, that all we should do is put our trust and our hope in you. Yes, and we thank you now for allowing us, God, to get closer to you, God, to get closer to your son, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, because if it had not been for Jesus, we would be lost. And we thank you for this opportunity that we can come and share, we could come and learn, that we can come and sup the word. We can come and rightfully divide the word of truth, because this is what you said. The word of truth is what's going to carry us. The word of truth, the word of knowledge is going to sustain and keep us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this very moment. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And we all just say amen. No matter where you are, no matter what continent you're on, we say thank you. Yes, yes, yes. We are just grateful. And we know that we have moved out of our topic on the heart. And today we want to just embrace timing is everything to God. Say that again. Timing is everything to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's everything to him. One of the first things we enjoy doing as we grow up in our learning environment is how to tell the time. You know, I always wanted to, well, I did. I used to always ask, what time is it? Who was that? That was the hand. That was the right one. And we used to ask the question about what time was it, to tell me what time it is. Then as our parents would buy books showing us the big circle with hands going into different directions. And then we would see the numbers too. But it still wasn't clear to us how the time of day could come out of this little circle with these numbers. Think about it. Because at that time when you saw the circle, you weren't really clear on how to count, one to two. But you saw that circle. And you were eventually trained and taught that looked alike to us. It was six. Those were hands, just like the hands that we have. So only God knows how to get into the heart and the mind of man to create a method of time. Only God. Yes, the method that we learned then, we still use it today. That lesson was a lifelong lesson of how to tell a time. Think about it. So we're going to just move quickly into our lesson because we're talking about timing is everything. It's everything to God. Mm-hmm. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, we're going to look at that, and it states to us that is anything too hard for God? Wow, look at that question. Is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? At the time appointed, he says, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Look at this. Look at this. Time, the cycle of time, the past, the present, and, of course, the future. Oh, yes, an unknown place. So look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Mm-hmm. He starts off asking a question. Is anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard? Mm-hmm. Is there a certain time when he will return? Is it a certain time? Notice, he doesn't tell us when. He doesn't tell us that. And to this very day, we do not know. We have sought, we seek, we have put it into seasons, we have put it into chapters of the Bible, we have put it into things that we see, we have tried to analyze the time. And we have done that. Because I've been looking at the Armageddon. I mean, we look at so much. We're looking for the Antichrist. We're waiting on him to appear because we know it's going to be close. We even have gone on and selected our own Antichrist and said, this is him now. We are always seeking and trying to find out when will he return. I know you can just say amen to that because we do that. We do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He goes on to say, according to the time of life, our lives, then he reminds us that Sarah, she shall have the son. That is the son of the promise. Now, we have all witnessed the Son. We've seen him. We know he exists. We know that has come to pass. Yeah. Isaac, the Son, the promise. Isaac. Think about that. King Jacob, the tribes. Think about this particular verse. What is it really saying to us? It says, anything too hard for God? And sometimes we just forget that God is right there with us. He's in whatever it is. He's in that mess that we have caused our own self to be involved in at the time. Yeah. We just think that we're all alone. Huh? We're the Lone Ranger. Tonto is not even there to help us. And certainly not Jesus. Yeah. But he says at the time, the appointed time. The appointed time. I got to keep saying that. Time is everything to God. He said at the appointed time, he said, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. Think about that. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? The time of life. Yeah. Think about it. So we all waiting. We all waiting. We all anticipating on his arrival. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have heard scripture say we all going to be caught up, what, in the middle of the air. We're going to meet him. We have used those scriptures continuously. Mm-hmm. They're plastered on our hearts. And I guess the reason why we do that is because that's a part of the promise. Because he promised he would come. This is what he said. Jesus said that he had to go so the Holy Spirit would come. And once the Holy Spirit has arrived, after certain times have passed, then we were all joining, those who are in Christ, to the mansions that are over there. Think about it. Think about that. Let's go to our next verse. Habakkuk, verse 2 and 3. And it says here, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but not at the end. But know that at the end it shall speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Woo! Glory to God. The vision, something that has been shown to you and to me. He said the vision. Mm-hmm. Is yet to come to an appointed time. Mm-hmm. And it says it will appear. It will appear at the proper time, the designated time that our Heavenly Father has assigned. And again, what that time is, when is that? And we're all wondering, we're all watching, and we're all waiting. And it says, and surely this vision will become real. It will speak. It will come alive. And no spirit of lying shall be present. All truth. Spirit of lies will not engage with this spirit. No lying spirit will be present. It says, even though it's taking a while. Listen to that. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. Even though it's taking a while. Wait. 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 Because it has spoken this. And he said, I will not lie. It will come. It may tarry, but it will surely come. Now, if God spoke it, if he said it, what? We better believe it. He's not a man that he should lie to us. Think about that. Come on now, think about it. No matter what you're going through, no matter how it looks, if he told you, if he's promised this to you, you can always go to this. You need to bookmark this. You need to put a marker on it. You can always go to this and say, God, this is what you said. Father, this is what you said to me. You said it's going to come. It's going to come. And so my assignment, my part that I should play is to wait. And while I'm waiting, I'm not just sitting there doing nothing. I am busy. I'm teaching lessons, Bible study. I'm teaching Sunday school. I'm teaching women. I'm teaching girls how to live. I am teaching the homeless. I am
applying the word of truth. I'm not just sitting around watching the clock. Huh? Come on now, think about it. I'm not just watching the clock. I'm not just being completely idled. No. I am waiting. I am trusting. I am believing in an almighty God. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to wait. I'm supposed to trust. I'm supposed to believe. Yes. Think about this. Think about what we're saying. The vision is going to come. And it's going to appear to you. And when it appears, it's going to speak. Yeah. It's going to become alive. So no longer will you have to wonder. And no longer will you have to wait. It's going to show up. So we rest in the Lord. And fret not thyself because of him. Fret not thyself. Let me go back. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. That's where I want to go. Fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Now, this found, I am in the Psalms. Let me see quickly where we are with this. It says to listen up and don't get upset. And, you know, many times we get upset, we get disturbed because we see someone who is ungodly and they're continuously prospering. We see this. But it's telling us right here, it says, don't get upset because you see those who are in sin, those who are not of the household of faith, you see them prosper. You're looking at it. You see it all the time. But it said, don't be alarmed. If they're buying a new home with someone who they're not married to, don't be alarmed. Don't be shocked or surprised. If you are approached, don't be shocked or alarmed if you're approached to do wrong yourself. Don't be shocked. Because we are not exempt from being tempted by the enemy. Listen to what I'm saying. Remember to wait. To wait patiently. Tell your spirit man that you are waiting. Sometimes you got to talk to your own self. Sometimes you have to talk to me. And tell me that I'm trusting God, that I'm believing in God. And then sometimes you may have to turn around and speak loud to the enemy and let him know that I'm waiting, that I'm trusting, that I refuse to be dismayed. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Look at Isaiah 41. And 10. Isaiah 41. Remember time. This is what we're talking about. Time is everything to God. Time is everything to God. Isaiah 41 and 10. And it says, fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. And I will uphold thee with thy right hand. What kind of right hand he got? The right hand of righteousness. Huh? The right hand of redemption. When you have been redeemed, you have been bought with a price. Think about that. You have been washed and purified. You have been blessed. Yeah. Timing is everything to God. Learn not to stop. Learn how to stay in tune with God. Don't get out of step. No. Stay in tune with our loving Savior Jesus Christ. Stay in tune. And we must remember that the time is the past, it's the present, and it certainly is our future. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Think about what I'm saying. In Galatians 4, this is what we started off with, Galatians 4 and 4, it says here, but when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. And we know that under the law was in the Old Testament. And under the law was under the Ten Commandments. And these were all commandments that God had put in place to bring order. They needed order. Just like some of us need this same order today, but we are no longer under the law. We're under grace. We're under grace. Yeah, we're under grace. God has brought us here through his son Jesus. We're under grace. But it says here, but when the fullness of time, what is the fullness of time? What does that mean? Think about it. Fullness. Something complete. Something fully developed. Think about it. When you go into a store and you're looking over there at the fruit that's sitting over there on the counters or in the bins, you're not going to go and find a tree in the store where the fruit is still hanging on there. You're not going to see that. You're going to see the fruit in the bin has been picked. It is no longer on a tree. Why? Because it has ripened. Woo! Glory to God. Yeah. And now it's at the fullness of development. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Think about it. It's ready to be picked. It's ready to be eaten. So here we see the fullness of time. Mm-hmm. It's complete. Everything is ready. When he said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent. Meaning, when it was time for us to receive, those who did receive, because there were times when some of us did not receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even to this day, some still don't receive Jesus. Yeah. But it says that God sent forth his son. Glory to God. And we know that he was Mary's baby. Yeah. That's what we know. And it was under the law because it was in the Old Testament. We can all say that we are witness to the birth of Jesus. And this is in chronological order. The time when Jesus came, it was in the beginning. Yeah, of the New Testament. Yes. So we see here in this verse, this is Galatians 4 and 4, we see in here, we're reading about the fullness, the complete development of it. It's completed. It's a done deal. Yeah. When you go looking for any type of anything growing, when you eat the mustard greens, the watermelons, They all are picked when they have come to the fullness of completion. Yes. And you can, I remember seeing the pumpkin, how the pumpkin sits up. He sits up on the soil. He sits up. And you can go and pluck him, and you could hear. You could, same way with the watermelon, you could hear him. You could hear that sound. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I've done it. So in the fullness of time, and a lot of times we who are in Christ, sometimes we can't wait for the fullness. We're in a hurry. We want to get something and it ain't completely ripe yet. It's not ripe for consumption, but we still want it. And we say, thanks be to God. Yeah. Who looks over us even when we make the wrong choices, the wrong decisions. Yeah. Even when we can't wait, when we're in a hurry, he's still waiting. And he's waiting patiently for us. Many times he's waiting for us to get off of the milk and start eating some meat. He waits. He's been waiting for you and for me. Yes. And we thank him for waiting on us, for being there for us in his own time. Timing is everything to God. Timing is everything to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Timing is everything. The past, the present, and the future. Yes, we all have past. We all have a past. But he said that if you come to him, that he would, what? He would wipe away all of those sins of your past. And he would throw them far as the east is to the west. And he said that they will never, never, never rise up. They will never come up. Not from him. Ever again. You would be forgiven. You would be washed as white as snow. Glory be to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the time that you have, oh God. We thank you, God. Because your time is not our time, oh God. And we thank you, Master, because many times we would have been in trouble with our time. Oh God, we are just grateful today, Lord, for your time. We ask you to continually teach us your will. Teach us your way. And we will be careful to give you all praise. In Jesus' holy name. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and, of course, on Sunday with Minister Vivian and on Saturday with Minister Sadie. We know that there is a time for everything. And best of all, Jesus knows that there's a time for everything. Even if we don't, we just give him all praise and we give him all honor for taking care of us when we didn't know how to take care of ourselves. Yes. So now we know that we have to wait. Now we know we have to be obedient and wait on the Lord. And be, what, of good courage. Wait. Wait. And enjoy yourself while you're waiting. Laugh while you're waiting. Don't be doom and gloom while you wait. Trust God. Amen.